I'm here at Billericay Police Station with Phil Norton, otherwise known as Noisy Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thanks. Now, I've been trying to practice saying this word all week and I'm struggling. Okay. Actually, why don't you tell me why we're here?
Right, we're here to open the new public access defibrillators for Billericay High Street. So it's something that's happening all over. You've got one in Shenfield and one in Brentwood High Street. And over the last few months, we've just been making people aware that we haven't had one. So people, the good community spirit, they've done some fundraising. And here we are today to launch two.
Yeah, because there's been quite a lot of fundraising and it's been going on for several months because we've been reading out the appeals and
that's right.
Must be very satisfying to have reached the target and to actually see the things here at the station.
Well, as you can see by the number of people that have come today to celebrate the launch, it's been a real good community spirit thing to do. So very quickly, when people got to hear the fact that we were thinking of where are the public defibs, where's the fundraising, they very quickly got onto it. And you know, organisations like the Birstead Golf Club put their hand in their pocket very helpfully. Hazel's Pottery Barns did some amazing fundraising, as did the One Stop Shop. So straight away, people wanted to get part of a community project, and it's been really enjoyable just to ride the wave of that good spirit.
Now, what does this mean for the average person in Billericay High Street? What impact will this actually have?
Well, what it means is if, unfortunately, anybody comes across somebody that's having a cardiac arrest, so it could be any of us, you know, just going about our normal daily business and suddenly in front of us we find somebody that's displaying some issues and they might be unconscious in front of us, and we look and we think, my goodness, I've got to help. So we phone the ambulance and we say, you know, I've got this person, this is the circumstance, and they then might turn around and say, look, it sounds like it might be somebody having a cardiac arrest. We'll be sending the ambulance, don't worry, we're not delaying anything. So but in the meantime that they send the ambulance, they might say to you, look, there is a public defib, there's one outside the police station, or there's one in the phone books, the nearest one to you is, go and get it and try and deploy it so that the person that's having the cardiac arrest has the best opportunity to either recover fully or recover long enough for them to have a time where they can say their goodbyes to their family and friends. Or wouldn't it be great if just once this year one of these defibs was used to save somebody's life? And that's what we're into.
Yeah, I mean, because the way you were talking, I mean, you would think it was a specialist piece of equipment, but presumably this is something that people can actually pick up and operate themselves, is that right?
Absolutely right. You don't need any specialised training. You don't need any history in first aid. You literally can go to a session, and we're going to be helping the community first responders in getting a few sessions that everybody can come to so that they can become aware of what the machine is, how to use it. So you don't need any special training, you don't need a certificate, you just need to be confident enough to grab it, understand a little bit about it and use it. But it's for everybody. This is for all of us. Wouldn't it be great if somebody, because the likelihood is the first person that's going to need it isn't going to be a street pastor, isn't going to be one of the community first responders. It will be just somebody going about their normal daily business, and they just find themselves in that situation, and they're going to be the one that's going to grab the defib and help somebody.
That's great. And so the street part has obviously been instrumental in making this happen. What's the next project?
That's a very good question, Paul. I want to consolidate what we've done over Christmas. We've got a number of ideas of how we can help the community next, but it's got to be very much right. It's got to be right for us. I'm very aware that, you know, although we're blessed with really good numbers in our project, I don't want to overstretch people. They're all volunteers. So they're not only are they doing their street pastor patrols on a Friday and Saturday night, they're now engaging in other things like Remembrance Sunday. We're at the Christmas market tomorrow morning here in Billericay. So got to be conscious and not overstretching people. So that's where we're at the moment.
That's great. Well, very well done, Phil. It's been absolutely fantastic achievement to get this far, and we look forward to hearing about the next thing.
Thanks mate, and have a good Christmas.
I'm now with the MP for Billericay and Basildon, John Barron, who has launched the defibrillator. Hello, John.
Hi there, Paul.
Hi. This is a great thing for the community of Billericay.
Yes, we had a very sad incident not so long ago where somebody died of a heart attack, and then the Billericay Street pastors very simply asked the question, is there a defib around that could have perhaps saved his life? And the answer was no. So we've come together as a community. We now have two in the high street. It's been a great team effort to bring everybody together. And it's a good day now, because you never hope these things are going to happen. But if they do, we now know we've got a fallback.
This has happened in less than 1 year as well. There's been great support from businesses and people alike.
Yeah, the community's come together. We're blessed in Billericay. We have a great community spirit. Everybody's come together. Phil has done a great job. Paul has. You know, it's been a good team spirit. The other charities have helped. Our own Fun Walk Trust has helped. You're aware of that. But others have as well. We have one. We now have a defib on the police station, and we have a defib in a red telephone box. And then the good thing about it can be operated remotely. You don't have to know how to do it. Just phone up 999, and they'll talk you through it.
And let's hope we never have to use it.
Yeah. I agree with you, but it's heartening for two. You'll excuse the pun when I say heartening as well. It's heartening for two reasons. One, if it happens, we've got a fallback. But secondly, it's great to see the community coming together like this.
Yeah, absolutely, John. Thank you very much.